It's a sunny Sunday afternoon at Nelson's Crossing in rural Piatt County, the home base for the Monticello Railway Museum. The 12:30 museum train to downtown Monticello is leaving right on time. Passengers have filled the train's two vintage commuter cars, but others prefer the view from the caboose and the Vistagon, a flat car with fencing added for safety. Up front is a 1950s-era diesel locomotive that once served the old Wabash Railroad, now part of the Norfolk Southern. Steve Gerber, the engineer, says his passengers view the train with fascination and nostalgia.
The children are in awe, and you get the older people that traveled this way, and they remember a lot. You can see that in their eyes when they come out and see all this going on.
The Monticello Railway Museum is one of about 150 rail museums dotting the country. Assembled by rail enthusiasts out of the worn-out and discarded equipment from the golden years of American railroading. Besides its collection of rail cars and locomotives, the museum has 7.5 miles of its own track, once part of the Illinois Terminal and Illinois Central Railroads. Like many others, the Monticello Railway Museum got its start as the U.S. rail industry contracted in the 1960s and 70s. These museums record an era when trains were a major part of daily life in every city and town they passed through.
This is the railway post office. And outside you'll see a mail crane.
That's a point museum manager Sil Keller makes as he leads me on a tour of an old railroad mail car on display at Nelson's Crossing. Mail was not only carried on these cars, it was sorted in transit. And Keller points out rows of cubbyholes marked with the names of small Illinois towns.
That's what really kept the railroad, the passenger trains, going as long as they did, was the head-end equipment, carrying freight and the mail. And then as the government started shipping the mail by air and stuff, and taking it off the train, the railroad basically lost the subsidy to keep the passenger train going.
Passenger trains are still going, though Amtrak, the nation's passenger rail service, fights an ongoing battle against red ink and cuts in federal funding. But the conductor on the Monticello Museum train this particular Sunday says it's not the same. Dale Jenkins, whose day job is as a Norfolk Southern Railroad security agent, says today's faster, climate-controlled Amtrak cars don't provide the same experience as the old passenger trains of years gone by.
A beautiful day like this, you're getting on board the train, you got the motion of the train rocking back and forth, the clicking of the rails over the rail joints. You kind of watch the traffic go by on the interstate. You watch the weeds and the trees, if you will. You kind of go past. You go across the creek. You'll see a deer out here. You see a little bit of wildlife. You come pulling into Monticello Station. You hear the engineer blowing the horn for the crossings. Some together is just one neat experience.
Jenkins and the other volunteers at the Monticello Railway Museum are dedicated to keeping the old-time railroad experience alive. They only wish they had enough volunteers to finish some current projects before their 40th anniversary year winds up. Manager Sil Keller says they'll have a 1907 steam locomotive ready for use in a year or two. And a few years down the road, museum volunteers hope to restore a complete 1950s-era streamlined passenger train. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.